med Saras kompis för Cassandra. Coasting and wandering the ocean of samsara. Watch for the beacons shining in the bleak horizon. It's not a sweet mirage. The illusion is what you see with your eyes. And the ego and mind can make you seem blinded. But open your ajna chakra to these words rhymed. And see with your third eye. There's so many horrors in the globe beyond what we call ours. And what we know. And so many of these beings that they seize are still seemingly at peace. A lot of what deceives us is perception. Is but a belief which is a matter of perspective. Climb the ladder up to the heavens. Each rung is a secret sung. From the ethers to the dungeons. From the speeches of summoners whose creatures are among us. Castes who are not nearly as invisible as you fathom. The citizens of galaxies infinite in vastness are watching your every deed and actions. And speechlessly planning many possible futures. And gospels and sutras from the farthest most beautiful gardens on alien planets and star systems. Planning to regale you with their stories and incomparable wisdom. I am but a forgotten storyteller, interstellar like cosmic crusaders, accosting at lucid bays with the starship regalia. You are not as frail as you thought, you are a goddess warrior. What ails you tomorrow will be your glory once you prevail and conquer it. And I know it seems like bailing from the problems that assail you, and giving up is the easiest solution when your limit is dust. But amidst the dusk, dawn is hailing and thrusting itself upon your destiny's path. It's not impossible to be bereft of wrath and its sorrows. Laughter is a medicine that leads to happiness eventually. It's the little things that seem insignificant that breed compassion and messages of passion and the lessons of existence. Progression is persistence, and efforts must be given towards this on a regular basis. It's not the hordes and messengers of Satan that are causing all the wars and endless hatred that are forced upon our sentience and its casings. It wasn't meant to be the case, but there's many deceptions in this matrix. Learn to be like Trinity with Neo and you'll eventually be sated in your senses. From the 6th to the 7th and the 8th, your fates restrict you, but your destinies await. Like Professor Xavier and the X-Men and the pages of the Blessed Book of Life or the Tibetan Book of the Dead. These etchings that you look upon were meant for you to rise to the celestial occasion. Like your incredible paintings, you were meant to be as ageless as multi-dimensional deities. You were meant to be as ageless as multi-dimensional deities. We'll be right back.